With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder, trying to get him out of the space. Slaps a tackle, and there he goes. It's a foot race, and Crowder is in there! A 69-yard touchdown.
Takes a shot, has Corey Davis wide open. Davis still going, and he's in for the touchdown.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know that's
the Q-inator.
Oh my gosh!
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studios, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time to answer some mailbag questions. So for that, we bring in our friend who is the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Not much. Ready to talk some Wimbledon. That's what we're doing here, right? And this is the Wimbledon podcast now.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little Wimbledon, we're going to talk some golf, we're going to talk some horse racing, maybe we'll throw in some talk about TV shows and movies. What do you think?
I mean, well, you lost me in the middle there, but you gained me back at the end.
Of course, we're going to answer questions about the Jets, but also any other questions that you had in the mailbag, and we'll start with our friend Sean Stalker. He says, Scott and the very big deal, Chris Nimbley, you mentioned recently that the Play Like a Jet podcast started in 2017. What would you say was the best moment for this team on or off the field since you started this show? That's interesting. Yeah, the first episode of this show was June 2nd, 2017. The very first guest was Rob Carpenter, and we were talking about the 1992 season, which was actually a terrible season for the Jets. Absolutely terrible. But there were some noteworthy things that happened that year. We saw Browning Nagel come in and try to be the next big thing for the Jets. Didn't work out so well. And of course, the thing that everybody remembers about 1992, in addition to it being the final year for Freeman McNeil, is the fact that unfortunately Dennis Byrd got injured really badly in that season. And so that particular game was a nightmare. And actually, if you go back and listen to that first episode, you'll hear Rob talk about what it was like to be on the sideline and how much it freaked him out at the time. But to answer your question in terms of what's probably been the biggest moment for the team on or off the field since we started the show, it's really funny because 2017 and on, the Jets have been very, very bad. So I'm not going to count this last draft that happened because that would be too easy. But I guess I would say that the biggest moment for me as far as something the Jets did was 2018 when they drafted Sam Darnold. Now, it ended up not working out so well, but I just remember how huge it was for so many people. Everybody got so excited. And then for me personally, I guess it was draft night when the Jets got Quinnen Williams, just because everybody knows how much I wanted the Jets to get Quinnen Williams, myself, Luke Grant, Joe Blewett, Chris Walker. We were all out on Quinnen Williams Boulevard shouting and screaming. And so when it happened, obviously, that was a big one here. I told the story about Joe Blewett calling me just after proposing to his now fiance and asking me to tell him what was going on in the draft because he was at Niagara Falls in Canada, couldn't get a signal as far as the internet goes, and so he couldn't follow what was going on. So he called me from the streets, and then he's walking on the streets of Canada screaming and yelling. They probably thought he was a madman after they took Quinnen Williams. So, Chris, I'll throw this one at you. What do you think? Do you agree with me that Darnold was probably the biggest moment, even though it didn't work out, since the show started in June of 2017?
It's not a bad choice. I'll go a little bit different, though, and say the day that Adam Gase got fired. I mean, that's it. That's the sad reality is, of course, whatever we're talking about here is not something positive that happened on the football field, because that has not – there hasn't been anything like that. I mean, I guess if you really wanted to talk like a football game, like probably like that the win against the Cowboys – you know, that one win with Darnold. But like, man, that's sad. That's sad to be a highlight. Yeah, you'd have to go Darnold. You know, and you could, of course, the fans think it's in there now. You could compare it. You could compare it even more favorably in some aspects of Zach Wilson. I know you're leaving that off for this exercise, but obviously their team's in much better shape now. Everything else around it is better, the two. But, yeah, I'd say that, and then I understand the Quinnen Williams thing. But just to go from a sigh of relief, just like, okay, Adam Gase is gone. Something better can come in here. And, so those – that's really all you got. That's what you're looking for now. But again, yeah, you got some hope that this year will be the springboard of what you're looking for, I guess.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play like a Jet.
Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from Michael Christopher. He says, what were your thoughts on Flight 2021? And why hasn't anyone written an article like Mike Silver last year when he detailed the Jets making that deal with the Jaguars to move up a couple of spots if they needed to get the tackle they wanted? They ended up not having to do it, but Silver had the scoop on that. Was Douglas working on any other potential deals besides going up to number 14? Was he looking at picks around 14, both just after 14 and before 14? So let's talk about Flight 2021. I thought it was fine. As I said, when I did the review with Daryl Slater on the show, if you're a hardcore Jets fan, it's definitely worth watching. There were a few really interesting nuggets in there, but I didn't think it was anything like what the Colts typically do. That's the gold standard. They take you inside the war room. It becomes a real behind the scenes thing. If we're being honest, a lot of it was sanitized PR. And like I said, definitely worth it if you're a hardcore Jets fan, because there was enough there to enjoy. But if you're just a football fan, somebody who's an outside observer, this isn't something that's going to make you run to your computer to watch. There wasn't this overwhelming sense that the Jets peeled back the curtain. It's not like Nicholas Dowdoff's book that was written after the 2011 season, Collision Low Crossers. That was a real behind the scenes peek behind the curtain. This was some nice behind the scenes stuff, but nothing that was earth-shattering. And as far as what happened with the pick to trade up for Elijah Vera Tucker, I'm going to give this one to you, Chris. But before I do, I'll say that I would just assume that that's what happened, because typically that's what teams do. They call a bunch of teams right around where they think the guy's going to get picked so that they have their bases covered, and they work out conditional deals before the day of the draft, because you don't want to be in a position where some team's on the clock and you're frantically calling them up with 10 minutes to get a deal done. You get the framework in place before the draft, and I'm going to assume that Douglas did something like that with a couple of teams, or at least attempted to. So, Chris, what did you think of Flight 2021, and what can you tell us about the Elijah Vera Tucker deal and what Joe Douglas may or may not have tried to do there?
I haven't watched it, so I can't really give you an explanation on that. I was like, I'm going to wait to see kind of what the reaction is just before the one that they did last year, I started watching and I thought it was really well done, but they made these things long and they kept making them and kept making them. And then by the end of them, I was tapping out, because I get it from fans being much more interested, but the interest wasn't there. So I was going to let to see everybody else's reaction before deciding to jump in or not. And I haven't jumped in yet. So, but yeah, you're right about the trading thing. If they, you know, we always in the media going up, and you hear all about the people calling up for, you know, top five picks or whatever, and they're always targeting quarterbacks. We hear plenty about that, but that's as often as that happens, so does somebody picking at 16 is getting just as many phone calls, and probably more phone calls even than those top five, because there's teams that aren't bothering in the top five. Every team is calling that team with pick the 14th pick or the 15th, 16th pick. They're all calling those teams and just going over some stuff. Hey, if a guy we really like slips and he's here, we might be interested in coming up. And then, like you said, they want to try to get a framework, a loose framework of what they can do. And that way, it's because they're on the clock, because of everything going there, you have to hurry it up. You want to have as much information ready to go. So when Joe Douglas picked up the phone to call about the Vikings, about Elijah Vera Tucker, well, the Vikings see that the Jets are calling. They already go, okay, they go take their notes. They go ahead and they look, all right. The Vikings probably even did the math in their head that, yeah, the Jets, they're trading up for us now. They got their quarterback. They're probably going after Elijah Vera Tucker. They want one of these guards. So all this calculation is done beforehand in a rough estimated way. And then once the clock hits, the call is made, that's when they're really starting to hammer it out. But so that's why teams, they map out the draft and they do these, you know, just like we all use these draft simulators, and we all go on that, and people do the same thing for fantasy. That way you get like a good gauge of where players are going. If this guy is getting taken at the middle of the third round, through 20 different drafts you do, then you can expect that's where he's going to go. It's the same type of thing. It's just they lay way more groundwork beforehand than you could even begin to think about. They've had these discussions, and more often than not, the discussions lead to nothing. But that's what that's there for. That's why they do all this work, so they can pounce if the guy they want slips to them.
Next question comes in from AJ Tranzano. He says, do you think Trevon Wesco is going to be getting the bulk of the reps at fullback? Will he be the starter at that spot in September, or will the Jets look elsewhere? I'm sure they'll give him a look at fullback, and I know that San Francisco used the fullback prominently, but it was Kyle Juszczyk, and he happens to be super talented. I'm not sure how much exactly the Jets are going to use a fullback, maybe here and there. Maybe Wesco ends up getting the bulk of the work there just by process of elimination and the fact that, as you said, he seemed to be getting the bulk of the reps there. But I'm not sure I'm expecting him to be any kind of major impact player there.
Yeah, this is a tricky question to answer. You did pretty much perfectly with it. Because I'd say right now, like, if not him, who? But I think for this year at least, maybe people are thinking that a fullback is going to be a little more integral to the offense than it actually will. But I think he's got as good a chance as anybody to take those fullback snaps and those fullback reps this year, because I don't see anyone else out there right now. Sure, obviously, if someone comes available, whatever, but it's not like there's a bunch of fullbacks anywhere. And you hit the nail on the head with Juszczyk. I wrote about this during the offseason. People wanted, the 49ers have Kyle Juszczyk. They're going to want to get Kyle Juszczyk. That's a lot easier said than done. Like, there's no other Kyle Juszczyks, really. Like, if they could find somebody like that, then yes, they would incorporate the fullback into the offense a lot more. I think that Trevon Wesco probably has as good a shot as anybody to make the roster on a special teams fullback / tight end role. But you're not going to see them running 30 plays a game with him taking snaps at fullback. Like, you're probably looking at 3 to 5 snaps a game of him at fullback, something more closer to that than the fullback being an integral part of the offense this year. Again, we don't know much about how Brother LaFleur is going to expand it. So maybe going forward, he might try to add more fullback if he gets a more of an actual fullback. But right now, I'd say that that's most likely the case. It's Trevon Wesco and a small role in that area.
Next question comes in from JP Waxer. He says, it is the peaceful, optimistic time of year for Jets fans as we wait for the very big deal Chris Nimbley to give us the harsh reality of training camp, which he does so well. Chris, if last year on a scale of 1 to 10 was a 1 or 2 at camp, what does your crystal ball say for this upcoming camp? Should we be optimistic? What do you think you're going to end up scoring it on a scale of 1 to 10?
All right, so the tricky part here is how much of a curve am I grading on? And I'm not even like consciously or subconsciously. There's going to be a curve built into my grade of them overall this year, whether I'm aware of it or not, just because of how bad things have been the last couple of years. But also the real answer is going to depend on what your expectations are. Because I think that by the end of training camp, I'm going to be very positive might be strong. I'm going to be feeling positive about this team breaking camp, I feel like. But again, as I've talked about, I'm not predicting playoffs for this team. I'm predicting them to be competitive, to win some games, to not be embarrassing, and to be a whole lot of fun. That's what I think you're going to see from this team. And so that's why it's going to be hard for me to not grade on a curve here. But if I'm going last year was a 1, I'm going to say that I'm probably going to leave camp at a 7 or 8. But if you want to adjust that to like have expectations for playoffs or something, I'll probably say that, you know, get a little bit of that training camp bump where things just look better in training camp normally. I could maybe get up to a 6, probably a 5 is more realistic though.
Next question comes in from Jets fan since 1988. He says, are you worried about Quinnen Williams playing catch up in conditioning and reps plus learning the new scheme? I'm sure he will play the 3 technique, so that takes some off his plate. Glad the injury happened when it did. Luckily, it's the deepest group on the roster, but he is hard to replace. Not really worried about it at all, honestly. They're saying from a physical standpoint, he should be fully recovered. As far as what you said with the 3 technique, that is correct. Jeff Ulbrich and Robert Saleh talked about that in Flight 2021. That's how they envision Quinnen Williams. I think that he's going to excel in this scheme. I'm not worried about him learning it at all. In fact, Chuck Smith has said a couple of times that if Quinnen Williams was in a scheme more like this as opposed to the 3-4 base that Greg Williams was running, he would have been absolutely dominant in terms of getting after the quarterback. And I think, knock on wood, there's a good chance that we see that this year. His conditioning, I'm not worried about that either. He showed last year that he could get himself into tip-top shape, and he's a guy that has a really strong work ethic, so that doesn't really concern me at all. I'm not worried about Quinnen Williams in the least is really what I'm telling you, I guess.
Yeah, I will second that. I'm not worried about the injury. I'm not worried about him having to play a little bit of catch up. He'll pick it up quick, and he's got plenty of time to make that up, and he will. I'm not worried about how they'll use him. I just listened to you talk, though. It did remind me that I remember when the Jets hired Greg Williams. Well, the thing that I remember, I liked the decision of Greg Williams just because of his aggressive defense and who was available at that time. I was like, all right, whatever. But the thing that I was talking about being as a possible concern, it's just once Quinnen got here, it was, remember with Myles Garrett, when Greg Williams left there, Myles Garrett was talking about how Greg Williams wouldn't let him do a lot of stuff. So once they drafted Quinnen Williams, I was wondering, well, maybe we'll see there. Obviously, Myles Garrett is more of an edge, but we'll see. Now, that didn't have it wasn't a problem last year. We went through this the rookie year. They were asking him to do a lot of stuff where he was taking on double teams and just clogging up lanes. It didn't happen so much last year, but I still think you're going to see a huge bump and boost in his production, his play with the way that they use him now. It's going to also help that there's better players on his side surrounding him now. So that's going to free him up even more. But I think that Ulbrich and Saleh will use him in ways that is going to be much more suited to his abilities and to maximize his talent. I think that's definitely going to be the case.
That's going to wrap up part one of the mailbag. We will be back with part two tomorrow. In the meantime, check out Chris's very big deal work over at jetsinsider.com and follow him on Twitter at Jets Insider and at C Nimbley, and check out everything we're doing over at playlikeajet.com. Brand new stuff constantly, and our YouTube channel is sizzling right now. Luke Grant has been putting up some phenomenal videos of Morgan Moses, both showing his prowess as a pass protector and as a run blocker. He's got an entire all-22 breakdown of Morgan Moses smashing dudes in the running game. Plus, you can check out passing sets against TJ Watt, against Shaq Barrett, and Luke has a commentary up there, too, about whether or not the Morgan Moses signing could make the Jets a top 15 offensive line. Plus, Caleb Pace's commentaries, Pace's playbook are up there. Go ahead and check it out right now. Subscribe if you haven't already. And give us a 5-star review on the podcast if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'll be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital, playlikeajet.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.